Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can get you, my leader.
Lovely, thank you so much. Muruti, how's been your day?
My day has been fine, not knowing about you.
No, mine has been good as well, and the week was also fantastic. I do hope yours was too.
Mine was great. We praise God for his mercies.
Hallelujah. Thank God indeed. Thank God for that. Now, Christ understands us because he lived as a man on earth for 33 years. He lived a sinless life, and he paid the price for our sins by offering himself as the perfect sacrifice on the cross. He rose from the dead 3 days later and went up into the heavens. Now, where he actually intercedes in our behalf. Now, what is the most amazing aspect of salvation that you've heard in our conversation this week as we're talking to Pastor Gift Ngole? Do let us know as we conclude our discussion with him today. Pastor, who is eligible for salvation? Let's start there.
Thank you, my leader. Many people have asked the question of who is eligible for salvation. But we do well to answer it with scripture, even as I explain also.
Mm.
To start with, allow me to say, salvation is offered to every person on earth, and it has no exceptions.
Mm.
Romans chapter 10, verse 13, the Bible declares and says, everyone. Now, when it says everyone, it does not exclude anyone. The president, the wealthy, those who are not Christians, those who are maybe Buddhists, everyone. If I may go further, I can even say everyone, including the Pope, the General Conference President, even those who are mad. The Bible says everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Mm.
Now, this echoes the inclusive nature of the gospel message itself, which tells us to say all are invited, but not all will accept. Because in that invitation, when the Bible says everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, there are some of those who will refuse. John 1 verse 12 explains the condition. It says, but as many as received him, to him he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. So the gift is available to all, but it must be received by person of faith. This is why in Adventist theology, the invitation aligns with our understanding of the three angels' message, which is found in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6 to 12, which begins with the everlasting gospel to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. So salvation is not confined by ethnicity, social status, or religious history. It is universally available, but it requires a response of faith, repentance, and submission to Jesus as the Savior and the Lord. So God has made provision for all, and Christ's death is sufficient for all, though it becomes effective only for those who believe. Salvation is for everyone.
Indeed, indeed. I believe also that. Thank you so much for that. Now, what hope do we receive in knowing that God can save anyone, as you are saying, from any sinful background?
Thank you, Maida. The Bible is full of stories that testify to God's power, to redeem the most unlikely individuals. Paul, once a persecutor of the church, confessed and says this in 1 Timothy chapter 1, 13 to 16. Paul says, though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, or insolent opponent, I received mercy.
Oh, yes.
And also Rehab the prostitute. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31, Rehab the prostitute in Jericho became also a hero of faith. and even entered the lineage of Jesus Christ. The question is, what hope do we have in knowing that God can save anyone from any background? We have examples of Paul, examples of Rahab. Isaiah 1 verse 18 captures God's heart, and this is what it says. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And Romans 5 verse 20 also reminds us to say, where sin increased, grace abounded all the more.
Beautiful stuff. I love that, man. Where sin increases, grace abounds all the more. Now, how was Christ's sacrifice then sufficient to pay for the sins of the world? I mean, if you're saying that grace abounds the more, how does it work with the sacrifice of Christ?
Okay. The question, as you have asked it, how does Jesus' sacrifice sufficient to pay for the sins of the world? You see, Jesus is not like us. Jesus is not like any other man who may claim to be without sin. We know to say Jesus is the spotless Lamb of God, one who was prophesied in the Old Testament, and the prophecy was revealed in the New Testament. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Cause him a lamb without blemish or default. His sinless life made him the only qualified substitute. Not only the substitute, but the only qualified substitute. And you see, according to Romans chapter 3, verse 25 to 26, God put Jesus forward as a propitiation by his blood, demonstrating both divine justice and mercy. So the sufficiency of Jesus' sacrifice lies in his dual nature. Number one, as God himself, his life is of infinite worth, making his death sufficient to cover every human being's sin. Number two, as man also. He could truly represent humanity and die in our place. So Hebrews 2 verse 17 says, Jesus was made like his brothers in every respect, so that he can just die for the sins of mankind. And First John verse 2 to 2 teaches that he is the atoning sacrifice for our sin, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world.
Lovely. And you mentioned that his death as a human, on the cross, or cross also applies, achieved the salvation. Now, why does that matter? Why does it matter that Christ is fully God and fully man as it applies to salvation?
That's an interesting question, my leader. You see, the truth is that this truth, we can say it is at the core of our salvation. Why does it matter that Jesus is fully God and fully man as it applies to salvation? Isaiah 46 verse 11 declares, I am the Lord, and apart from me, there is no savior. One thing that humans must understand is that only God can save us.
Yeah, true.
At the same time, only a human can stand in humanity's place. Now, I will repeat this statement. Only God can save us, but at the same time, only a human can stand in humanity's place. Therefore, Jesus had to be both fully divine and fully human. As fully man, Jesus became one of us, experiencing temptation, suffering, and weakness, as Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 records. He perfectly obeyed where we failed, and he became our representative. Now, as fully God, his death and infinite merit and his victory over sin and death is final and eternal. 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 emphasizes this bridge, and it says, there is one God and one mediator between God and man. This man is Jesus Christ. And Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15 to 16 encourages us also that Jesus sympathizes with our weakness and grants grace in time of need. So this dual nature also qualifies Jesus to serve us as our high priest in the heavenly sanctuary. And also we can, a foundational Adventist belief is that in this role, Jesus not only applied the merits of his atoning death, but also intercedes for us until the plan of salvation is completed.
Beautiful stuff. Well, Pastor, we've talked about this subject the week long. You know, we're starting early in the week and completing today. Is there some summary that you can give to us in terms of what is it that we can take away from home? How do we understand, after all is said and done, how do we then come to a comprehension of what salvation is all about?
Thank you, my leader. Let me sum it up this way. Salvation is not just a theological idea that people, theologians, will get it and start debating about it. It is the heartbeat of God's redemptive mission. From Eden's promises in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, to Calvary's cross, and now to Christ's intercession in the heavenly sanctuary. The plan of salvation reveals God's immense love, justice, and grace. It is freely offered, requiring no payment from us, yet it cost God everything. It is totally transforming, changing the heart, the mind, and life of those who believe. It is eternally secure, not based on our effort, but on the finished work of Christ and the ongoing ministry of the Holy Spirit. We as Christians must choose to follow Christ so that we may have salvation that is freely offered to us.
Yeah. Believe that as well. Thank you so much, Pastor, for spending this week with us. I mean, you have really taken time to go through this and really patient to help us understand, salvation and all the aspects surrounding salvation. I must thank you so much and pray to God that he may bless you and bless from where you have taken, and that you may actually have much more wealth of knowledge and blessings materially as well. Thank you so much, and a blessed Sabbath ahead.
Thank you, my leader, even as I encourage people to continue reading more about salvation so that questions may continue coming so that we may learn together as we wait for the second coming of Christ.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you so, so much. Blessings.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.